checking to see what the mind is doing. Knowing how the mind is feeling, is there a sense of being relaxed? And feeling at ease? Or maybe the effort and energy has been a bit too much? Or too little? Is the mind clear? Or sleepy? A bit vague or dull? In this moment, whatever experience is happening because the conditions are there, the causes are there. If there's hearing, it's because there's sounds, and the hearing door works. With the body, there'll be sensations, vibrations, temperature, breathing. In the mind and heart, there's the changing emotions, feelings. You see, these are not good or bad. They have their own process, their own reason for being. We don't choose when things arise. This is the receptive heart function of mindfulness, being intimate with experience, getting to know our own life, What is the experience of the present moment like? Meditating mind can be simple. All I need to do is recognize and just know what's happening. And you can also check to see what the attitude in the mind is. How is the mind relating to the experience? Is there any wanting? Some idea that it should be different? Or if there is an attitude of allowing and simply recognizing, we can also know that in this moment there's no wanting, no aversion. There's simply the allowing and trusting the simplicity of awareness. remembering that the energy that we want to put in is one that is sustainable. No, it's just a light touch. We can check to see, is the mind getting involved and entangled in the experience? Or is it simply knowing and recognizing? It's the nature of the mind to react to the different objects and different experiences. This is also natural. And sometimes it reacts by not knowing, getting lost, and sometimes by pushing away, getting identified and entangled. But whatever experience is happening, we can use it to grow our mindfulness and awareness. We can steady the mind. You can learn something about its nature. Every experience then becomes nature. changing phenomenon, changing emotions, changing states of mind, and body sensations. It's changing nature. Let me check, is the mind aware? Simply knowing something. To close out in the evening, just like offer a few words on the practice after we've settled in for now a few hours, a day and a half. Sometimes some questions arise in the mind of, am I getting anywhere? Is am I doing this correctly? What should I watch next? Maybe some doubts about the practice or about one's own ability. This is sort of the normal movements of the mind as we get more settled in, and we may wonder, you know, what's the point of noticing whether I'm seeing or not? What's the difference between seeing and looking? Does it really matter if I notice I'm hearing? And just that hearing is happening. And so it can take a little bit of trust to have some confidence that the practice of mindfulness, that it leads somewhere. You know, just simply knowing may feel as if it's not revealing anything. And so it's good to ask once in a while, what's the point? What benefit is there in knowing the experience in the moment? And where does it lead? So when we begin to really appreciate what the function of our meditation practice is serving, where mindfulness or awareness leads, we can approach our practice more skillfully. And so just very practically, what is it that draws us into practice? And it tends to be some aspect of stress or suffering. Something doesn't feel quite right, or we want more understanding about life, our own experience. And the whole structure of the Dharma is really set up to lead us towards understanding our experience, lead us towards understanding the nature of this heart and mind, the way we function. It's like a manual. How do I drive this mind and body skillfully through life? Mindfulness reveals to us in the moment what's happening. It's like it returns us to our own innermost experience. Life is always happening in the present moment, and that's the quality of mindfulness. It actually shows us again, reminds us what's happening. So although it seems very ordinary, very simple, to remember that there's a body when we're walking around, to remember something like that seeing is happening, or hearing, where there's a mood in the mind, and caught in confusion or doubt. This is knowing the reality of experience in the present moment. And those light touches of remembering build, and the muscle of mindfulness, the strength of mindfulness starts to grow. And already, even after a day and a half, you probably feel a little bit more here. You may not really recognize that, but if you know that the mind is thinking a lot, worrying a lot, or questioning a lot, it's actually because the mindfulness is getting better. We can see just how crazy we really are, because we're pretty insane. Or if you feel you're somewhat insane, you're not alone. The mind is doing its own functions, worrying, judging, comparing. Inner critic running wild, shame gets loud. Not good enough tendencies arise in the mind. So all of this activity is constantly happening. This is just in habits of mind, and it's universal. So if we want to understand how the mind works, how we get caught in reactivity, in identification, clinging to experience, if we want to understand that, we have to be present. We have to know what's happening. So all these encouragements to know something, something about the body, something about experience, is leading in that direction. The mindfulness really isn't the goal in the end. It's what allows us to observe experience in a non-judgmental way that opens us up to the fuller range of what's actually here. We're not afraid to feel. When we observe things as nature, we can open to it. If we still have the view that it's me, my emotion, my judgment, my self-assessment, I am no good, or just the thought, oh, there's that thought, no good. So we have this self-view through which we look at experience. It makes it very difficult to want to be interested, to be present. So that's the role of right view, is to really allow us to be present with our experience and move towards it, to get interested. What does it feel like to have doubt? What does a distracted mind feel like? What does clarity feel like? What does boredom feel like? Can I get interested in boredom? So then when we really acknowledge the nature of the mind as just processes that are happening, body and mind, over and over again, anything that's arising can be something, again, that we're aware of. One of the things that Saito mentioned today in one of the groups, he asked someone that was describing something that was unpleasant, saying that they couldn't be aware of it. And he was asking, is it you can't be aware of it or you don't like it? Because when we know our experience and know we don't like it, we can miss the fact that we're already aware. That's how easy awareness is. We are aware of so much more of our experiences than sometimes we allow ourselves to be. And in this practice, as the awareness gets stronger, we begin to orient to the different experiences with an understanding that that too is being known. Even the difficult, when the mind is complaining and doesn't like it, we can check, am I actually aware of what's happening? And then feel that sense of appreciation that Saito mentioned in the morning. Can we appreciate the knowing that we're caught in a storm, let's say, being caught in a difficult state? So this is appreciating the value of being mindful, knowing what's happening. It's very freeing when we don't have to worry about what experience is happening next. We can just let go. Whatever comes next is the next thing to be aware of. You don't need to go looking. Just say, what's now? What's happening now? What's here? and now? And how is the mind relating? So even though the texture of experiences might get very complex, where they appear to be very complex and the mind gets agitated and thinking, the practice can be very simple again. What's happening? Is the mind thinking? Is it worrying? What's the emotion? And these questions are not to figure out anything, it's just to support again the quality of knowing, of being aware, of acknowledging what's happening is simply being the next moment of the process of mind and body. And like that, that trust, that mindfulness, the engine starts to warm up. And so right now we need to put in those reminders a lot. Is the mind aware? And we check. Over the days, as we do this, once in a while, we just lightly remember, am I aware? And then maybe for minutes, the awareness is present. There's nothing to do. Just allowing the momentum of awareness to know. That's moving from doing our practice to allowing the functions, the qualities, the wholesome qualities of the mind to work, which is another level of understanding this impersonal phenomenon. That even the wholesome qualities are not self. Mindfulness isn't me. When mindfulness has been strengthened, it's more likely to be here. When we don't practice and the mind is distracted a lot, that's the tendency of the mind. Distraction tends to arise. Mindfulness is weak. So right now we're using just the amount of energy that we need to for this momentum to build. And just having confidence that this process works, and it just takes some time. But even though we might not have the joy of knowing the same object over and over again, in having this quality that receives experience, we'll know much more about the full range of what's happening. Okay. So just I'll close with a little sharing of merit. And just for a moment, like, reflect on some of the wholesome qualities that were cultivated today. If there's intentions to recognize and be aware of experience. No strong intentions to cause harm were followed. We've cultivated this sense of patience as we've been through different states of mind and different emotions. May the beneficial energies of our practice be a cause and condition for the well-being of all beings. May all beings be free from suffering. Thank you for your practice today.